and welcome to the Pig and Whistle Tales from Azeroth. As always, here at the Pig and Whistle Inn in Stormwind, I go through a variety of subjects with regards to World of Warcraft. I grab a bottle or a pint, sit back and enjoy. We are back this week. I have been away for the past couple of weeks. That's why the quality of the podcast has been a bit different. It might sound like I'm whispering to some people, stuff like that. That is mainly because I didn't want to wake anyone while I was away doing these podcasts. But I'm back. I'm back at the regular setup, and they should be all the same from here on out. Till maybe I go away again. Who knows? But, yep, we are back and getting straight back into it. So this week, I want to be talking about the purpose of people doing annoying shit in World of Warcraft. Now, people have come across this, but I will get more into the specifics later. Obviously, we will carry on with the weekly, the weekly stuff, such as the world bosses. So let us get straight into it. Okay, so the world bosses for this week are Nurgash Muckformed, the one in Ravendreth. You have Morgeth, which is in the Moor, and you have Antros, which is in Xerath Mortis. All give conduits, all give gear. Anima, that's the one again. Make sure you head on over there. Do them each week. They're very good. They get you what you need towards the patterns within patterns or the jailer's efforts, that kind of thing. We have the brawl for this week, which is Gravity Lapse. It is Eye of the Storm only, and every 30-ish seconds, you will be flung up into the air and you will be shot towards any direction that you want to go, and you will land very quickly. So it's a good way to maneuver around the map, and it makes it very hectic and very unpredictable about what bases are going to be taken and stuff like that. It is a very fun brawl, and I would very much recommend it. The events for this week is Mr. Pandaria Time Walking. Mr. Pandaria has some very good dungeons, I do have to say. So if you do want to do that time walking, it's definitely worth it, because the dungeons are actually enjoyable and you do get some really good stuff for your time walking badges, which is the currency. And yeah, it's definitely worth it. Even if you don't want anything specific, make sure you do at least your one dungeon for the week. That way you get your 500 time warp badges for, say, the next time walking event, stuff like that. We have a Tyrannical, Sanguine, Storming, and Encrypted as our mythic affixes this week. Tyrannical being the bosses deal more health, and the minions that they spawn deal more damage as well. Sanguine, do not stand in this. Your healer will hate you, and it's just not friendly. You will die. You'll lose out on DPS, stuff like that. So, you know, best to stay alive and actually do some DPS. Storming, careful of the little hurricanes or cyclones, I should say, spinning around you. They're not fun. They're not friendly. Just move out of them or move away from them. It's not that tough to dodge, in all honesty. And Encrypted being the Season 3 affix still, which will be gone within a month, actually, because Season 4 starts in August. So, yeah, Encrypted is the affix where you kill a mob and you get a buff depending on which mob you killed. The spell that I want to go over this week is one that's actually been brought to my attention very recently with Wrath of the Lich King beta coming out, and it is Windshear. Windshear is the Shaman Interrupt, and it was introduced in Wrath of the Lich King patch 3.0 back in 2008. Now, it had one change in Wrath of the Lich King, and that was Wind Shock has been renamed Windshear and no longer shares a cooldown with Flame Shock, Frost Shock, or Earth Shock. So it was originally called Wind Shock, but they changed it to Windshear, and that's what it's been known as for most of its life. That's why I referred to it Windshear anyway. The next change came 2 years later in Cataclysm, patch 4.1. All non-damaging interrupts off the global cooldown will always hit the target. This includes Pummel, Kick, Mind Freeze, Rebuke, Skull Bash, Counterspell, Windshear, Solar Beam, Silencing Shot, and any related pet abilities as well. So this is when all interrupts were guaranteed to hit the target, because obviously you had the chance to resist certain abilities or certain kicks, certain abilities and stuff like that. So yeah, it came off of a global cooldown and always guaranteed to hit the target. Very nice change. It was also hot fixed, a few days later. So some interrupts were still incorrectly missing targets, such as Windshear, Spelllock, you know, all of the interrupts. And, you know, they just fixed that. The next patch, or the two patches after that, 4.3 is when it got its next change, which was several months later. Windshear's base cooldown has been adjusted to 15 seconds. Get this, up from 6 seconds. And the Elemental Talent Reverberation now reduces this cooldown by 5 to 10 seconds, up from 0.5 to 1 second. So that's nuts, by the way. They had a 6-second interrupt. Like, 6-second cooldown interrupt. That is just crazy. And this can be further brought down to 5 seconds. A 5-second interrupt. Imagine that. Most baseline abilities like Pummel, Kick, all had 15 seconds. Mind Freeze had 15 seconds. Rebuke had 15 seconds. Skull Bash, when it was introduced, 15. 24 for Counterspell. Silencing Shot, which is a talent, by the way, 24 seconds. But 5-second interrupt if you're talented into it. How crazy is that? And that lasts until the end of Cataclysm. So in Wrath of the Lich King, you got to be looking out for this bad boy, because you'll be interrupted by shamans constantly. It's like Earthshock, but they get to do damage and have the interrupt with it as well. It's basically they took the interrupt out of Earthshock and just stuck it there. But yeah, it's kind of crazy. Definitely kind of crazy. The next Mr. Pandaria, or the next patch in Mr. Pandaria, 5.0, the cooldown reduced to 12 seconds, down from 15 seconds, and the magic school lockout duration increased to 3 seconds, up from 2. So they actually, it was a 15 second cooldown, and it interrupted the caster for 2 seconds. They reduced the cooldown and upped the amount of time that that person was locked out for. That's an insane buff. If you put that, like, it's just absolutely insane. It seems, it's crazy. It is still the best interrupt in the game, and I will stand by that, mainly be due to its cooldown. It's obviously not the longest interrupt in the game. That's Counterspell, I think, maybe. I'm pretty sure it is. Counterspell is 6 seconds, Kick is 5 seconds, then Pummel is 4 seconds, yeah. So, yeah, Counterspell is, but, yeah, on a 12-second cooldown, I probably will take the Windshear, to be honest. In Warlords of Draenor, 2 years later, it had a very small change, which I didn't know that it had. It no longer reduces threat. A very weird interaction to have in Windshear, in my opinion, but, you know, it is what it is. And its range was increased 2 years later to 30 yards from 25 yards. And the final patch, or the 7.1 patch, is when it had its last change, which is you get it now at level 18 instead of level 22. That's very simple. Windshear is an ability that went from 5 seconds, a 5-second interrupt, by the way, that's literally one global cooldown potentially, to a 12-second interrupt for 3 seconds. Yeah, it's gone through a lot and it's had a lot of changes, but Wrath of the Lich King, I think, is where it really peaked. With a 5-second interrupt on a cooldown is kind of crazy. And yeah, you want to be, you know, not pissing off any shamans, really. They're going to be very annoying to deal with if you're a caster in PvP, which sadly I am. I am a Boomkin maining. I'm Boomkin maining in Wrath of the Lich King. So let's go on to the meat and bones of the podcast. It is the purpose of people doing dumb stuff in WoW. I'm mainly referring to people who gank lower levels because they just do. So, usually rogues, usually undead rogues, from what I gather anyway, it's usually rogues. These are level 70 rogues, max level rogues, that go to a place that is completely, you know, out of their leveling. South Shore. Wrathy Highlands, Westfort, no, it would be contested territory. Probably like Desolus or Barons or anything like that. Barons if you're Alliance, because Horde, obviously, But anywhere that's Stranglethorn Vale is a very good one. Anywhere that they out-level, pretty much. Now, what is the purpose of them being there? Do they want to anger people? Probably. They probably want to get a reaction out of people. Probably get them to log over or something and say, you know, why are you doing this? What the hell? You know, just stop doing it. It's annoying or whatever. The other purpose is to bring level 70s so that they can fight the level 70s. Now, from my experience, this is definitely not the purpose because every single one of these rogues or whoever's doing it, killing lower levels and corpse camping them, by the way, literally just corpse camping them. This goes for Alliance and Horde who do it. They cannot PvP anyone at their own level. I will stand by that comment until I die. They will, at the first sight of seeing a level 70, scamper off with, you know, their tails between their legs. They will not try and fight that person, as they cannot fight anyone their level. The only thing they can do is kill level 20s, and even then it might be a struggle for them. And I just, yeah, that's probably the reason they don't want to bring level 70s and why they're in that zone. Do they want to start a war? So a war like South Shore versus Terran Mill? No, they're just there to be dicks, to be honest, in my opinion. They're not looking, again, they don't want any 70s around. They want to feel, you know, like they've got a god complex. They're trying to be there and they're the almighty god that people have to bow down to because they'll one-shot them otherwise. It's that sort of thing. Are they there for revenge? Now, potentially this can happen in a few cases where someone has been killing them on their lower level while they're leveling. Say like a level 35 kills a level 30 or over and over and he keeps corpse camping him. Then I get the point of like logging over and maybe just showing him who's boss, maybe logging out there and, you know, keeping your max level character there just in case he comes back, stuff like that. That I can understand and that I can sort of get behind because it's like, okay, well, you've killed me as a higher level. Now I'm going to show you my higher level and we're going to see how you deal with that. So I can understand that. But the thing is, they most likely aren't there for revenge because they sit there in corpse camp. They will corpse camp level 20s, just minding their own business, leveling, or level 30s, or whatever. They'll go into the towns that have like level 45 guards and just start killing every quest NPC, whatever it is. It's absolutely ludicrous, to be honest. So my thought is that they're doing it to get a reaction. They're doing it to have a god complex. They're doing it to have, you know, some sort of meaning in their gameplay. Because whenever they go into a battleground or an arena, they get shit on by the same levels as them. They don't even compare. Like, it's absolutely ridiculous. So I have an example. South Shore, about a week or so ago, actually maybe more, 2 weeks? Might have been 2 weeks ago. Can't remember now. But it was probably like 2 weeks ago or something. South Shore. I have sister plays well. My sister's leveling in South Shore. This level 70 rogue, undead rogue, by the way, that's why I said undead at the start, just going around South Shore, killing all of the NPCs, all of the level 20s and stuff like that. Okay, whatever. Kills them once, twice, whatever. Starts to run out of the town. This is my sister who's leveling, and he's just following. He's just following. Oh, so you got South Shore at the south, Terran Mill at the top. In between there is like a Yeti cave where you do a quest. Head into that Yeti cave, and he's still following, kills them, stuff like that. She was leveling with someone else who was also leveling in South Shore, something like that. So kills them, starts running around, shit like that. And he's still just there. He's still just terrorizing the town and stuff. Log onto my mage, rock up, immediately see him as I land. He doesn't even do anything to me. He literally doesn't get a scratch on me and I get him down to about 20%. He absolutely books it for the heals. He's constantly going. I've got a priest with me who joined the fight, level 70 priest. And pretty much we just chased him down, killed him. Chased him down, killed him, stuff like that. Very nice. He rezzes. Obviously, he's a rogue, so he just insta-delves and, you know, doesn't appear for a while. So we head up to the Yeti cave and just protect the two people that are in there, my sister and the person that she's leveling with. who is the randomer, and we're just watching the entrance. I'm blizzarding the entrance as a mage. Nice and simple. I drink, I walk out of the cave because I feel like he's there. Well, Lord and behold, he opens up on me, and I'm already ready for it. It's an immediate blink and stuff like that to get out of the stun. Dragon's Breath. I'm fire spec, by the way, so Dragon's Breath into a polymorph, and then I go from there. He just gets absolutely shit on. Like, it's not even a contest at this point. Gets absolutely shit on, uses absolutely everything. No chance at all. So he rezzes, goes in viz, and stuff like that again. We go back into the cave, just start blizzarding it, and they're doing their quest all the in the meantime. Lo and behold, another rogue shows up. Different rogue, level 70. Kill him too, and they both come out at the same time to try and kill. They get killed very easily, not even a contest at all. At this point, the undead rogue he's released, but he's not run back to his corpse and rezzed. And he doesn't do this for about 30 minutes, which suggests that, like, he logged off after that. He was so mad that he logged off. This is why I think that they cannot compete with anyone the same level as them. In between these 30 minutes, because we were just constantly checking, a mage showed up, mage rogue, killed them both, and then a warrior showed up, mage rogue warrior, killed all of them, and then a second mage showed up, so two mages, a rogue and a warrior. I think it was fairly even, but I think this is when they just got the better of us, and that was it. By this time, I think they were just basically corpse camping at this point. Just had done a quest and stuff like that and managed to get out. But everyone was being a real dick on the Horde side, pretty much. And, you know, we're on a PvP server, which is fine, but the PvP server is very Horde heavy. I think it's 70% Horde, 30% Alliance. It's something like, it's Golemag. It's something like that, which, I mean, I'm okay with, because what I like about a Horde-dominated server is that you get to pick the fights. Like, everyone that kills the lower levels obviously can't compete at their level, but you get to pick the fights and you get to determine whether or not this is a fair fight, or you just don't want to take any part in it. So when it got to 5v2, as a warrior, two mages, a rogue.
Let's take a quick break.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM, then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favourite podcast platforms now.
There was one more. No, it might have just been four. I'm probably thinking of the undead rogue that I logged out. There was definitely four. There was definitely a warrior. It was a druid. A druid hopped in to help kill us, like, towards the end of the 4v2. Stuff like that. But I don't think he was hanging about. It was more the mages and the rogue and the warrior that wanted to corpse camp. Now, I raised and led them away so that my priest can run away and stuff like that. My, like, priest ran away, logged out. And all the while, this undead rogue, who originally started killing people in South Shore, is still logged out, hasn't rezzed at all, so he's obviously rage quit, logged out and stuff. I die leading them away, and then it's just, there's no point fighting them because they outnumber us. No matter when we rezz, we won't be able to kill them, and there wasn't anyone on hand to come and help kill them and stuff like that. So this is what I like about it, because you get to dictate the fights, like I said. So we enter a battleground, a simple battleground. And obviously, entering a battleground means that you get teleported to the battleground master where you entered. So someone entered from Shattrath, This was with me, my friend, and my sister. We all did the battleground, and I inevitably got teleported to Shattrath. It was a fight that wasn't in our favour, so I didn't take it. And they ended up running to Southshore, waiting there for a while. Like, they waited there a good 15 minutes before we even, like, entered the battleground and stuff. And they were probably still waiting there even after I entered. That's the funny thing. But it's great because I got to dictate that. I got to dictate that as a fight that I didn't want to take because we're outnumbered. I'm going to res at 50% health and I'm not going to be able to do much with two mages, spell sealing and counter spells and kicks and stuff like that. I mean, I'm outgeared as it is. This is the problem. I took a break from WoW Classic for a very long time. I had no pieces of PvP gear. I was running off of Gruul, Mag, and Karazhan gear still on my mage. And this rogue that was terrorizing Southshore, the very first rogue, he was PvP geared. He was probably like Season 3 at the very least PvP geared. And that's why it's very concerning because he didn't stand a chance. He literally couldn't do a damn thing. He can kill level 20, sure, but he couldn't even scratch a mage as the mage landed and instead booked it the other way with sprint, cloak of shadows, vanish. We even found him in the vanish. And like, he was just awful. And that's why the gear's misleading, by the way. But yeah, it's so fun to see that you get to pick the fights. Like, in Classic, there were a couple of servers where it was just dead. Completely dead. Horde roamed the entire world. They would just be in Ironforge doing whatever they want. And there was a small like grouping, and it's usually rogues and stuff that live on them servers. But once their numbers got out of hand, they would just bug out, the Alliance rogues, because, well, they got to dictate it. It's like everyone on the Horde side doesn't get enough PvP, so when there is an alliance or two that prop up, it's like, oh my god, all go there, and then it's like, oh, they're gone. Yeah, because it's not a fair fight. We're not going to try and fight 5 to 10 of you when there's two of us. Ridiculous. If you want an actual PvP, then actually, like, PvP and make it fair. Like, Jesus Christ, I'm not going to give you the time of day just dying over and over again because you outnumber us, like, 5 to 2 or 5 to 1. It's very ludicrous. So, yeah, this happens to me a lot on this server, mainly because I am leveling a warrior on my on Golemag, and I'm, you know, Alliance and stuff like that. It's an old warrior, never played warrior before, but I'm actually quite enjoying it. I'm actually enjoying Fury, and I enjoy Sweeping Strikes and Retaliation when it's up and stuff like that. I enjoy all of it. Very good fun, and it's very relaxing. I have found that I need to level late at night because of the amount of Horde that are in the game or in Golemag leveling and stuff like that. And it's not just you would come across maybe like the same level as you. You come across 70s in like places that you're leveling, like Thousand Needles, like Stranglethorn Vale. You know, just everywhere. It's ridiculous. They would have no purpose being there. Like in Tanaris, I'm level about 45-ish, something like that. But I would be down at the pirates. On the right-hand side of Tanaris, there's like loads of pirates with dock workers, the freebooters and stuff like that. And there'd just be a 70 there. There was just a random 70 warlock. Like, what? There was also an alliance there, level 70 mage, which staggered me even more. But it's like, just why are you even here? What's the purpose of you being here? And yeah, it's just ridiculous. The warlock didn't kill me. I don't want to say that. But before that, there were people that I left alone that killed me straight after, and that's what I don't like. That's what I'm kind of getting to the point of, like, okay, I'm just going to kill everyone that I see. So I usually, if I'm max level and running past lower levels leveling, I don't pay them any thought of mind. I'm like, okay, I hate it when I get killed leveling. I'm not going to do it to this person. But the amount of times that this has happened to me on Golemag, I'm getting to the point where it's like, okay, Fuck him, screw him. Yeah, no one cares about you. I'm killing you. Stuff like that. It's, yeah, it's getting to that point. And, yeah, it's not good. Well, I say it's not good. I think it's fair to do that if I'm having the same experience on my characters. Now, obviously, it will just spiral out of control because that person will think, oh, okay, well, I'm going to kill every lower level that I see now, and it will inevitably carry on. But, oh well, I have enough faith in myself that at max level, I will be able to take these people on. Same gear and everything. I have enough faith in myself. People who just actively stay at towns, killing level 20s for no reason apart from to annoy or to upset and stuff, they're the ones that cannot and will not face someone their own level. Like the rogue, he just ran off. Ran off, died 3 times, I think, and then logged out. Yeah, 3 times and logged out. He killed level 20s more times than that, and yet they still persisted to level, which, good on them, fair on them, and it's really good. But I'm glad that we got the revenge on that one, and that was really fun. That was really fun, and I really did enjoy it, because he really felt like he was, you know, the big dog, the talk of the town and stuff. Well, yeah, he got shit on quite easily, so he's kind of proving my point there, to be honest. And there are multiple stories of this, of, you know, just me going to places that there's loads of low or like higher levels just killing random low levels, and they just can't do anything. They can't stand up to an actual challenge, and it's laughable, pathetic. I don't know, man. It's ridiculous. These people are out to just annoy, and it's quite sad that they can't take what they give when they get basically called out for it. It's essentially calling them out and saying, you can't kill me because I'm your level. You can kill all the level 20, sure, but now a challenge has shown up, and that's what I love about it. Even when, like, you're not as geared, it's just fun destroying them types of people and destroying them types of egos. It's just great. It's just great. But that is going to be it for this week. This is kind of a little bit of a rant because I've died a lot in the past sort of couple weeks, as I have just been leveling passively on my warrior to max levels, and I've had loads of experiences in the past. I'm sure you guys have as well, whether it be from Alliance, from Horde. I'm sure everyone's had the experiences of these types of people, and honestly, best advice that I can give you is don't let them get under your skin, because then they win, essentially, and it's not worth it, honestly. It really isn't worth it. That's the mentality that I've built up over the years of this happening, especially when you enter the likes of Stranglethorn Vale that have a reputation for getting ganked and, you know, all of that sort of stuff. It's just not worth it. Not worth the breath, not worth the, like, rising blood level, blood pressure, to be honest. But thank you all very much for listening. Again, we are back at the normal sort of recording. So there won't be any whispering or anything like that. It will be all hands on deck again. Thank you all very much. Do check out all the social medias below. Check out the YouTube, Twitch, absolutely everything. Did recently get the Wrath of the Lich King beta, so we'll be streaming that on Twitch in the past few days, or in the next few days. But yeah, thank you all very much once again. And go with Valorfriend. Goodbye, all.